This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Obviously, the reason we're talking about manufacturing today is because jobs have become maybe the key economic issue in this election.
We're going to bring your jobs back. We're going to bring your companies back.
I want us to have the biggest jobs program since World War II.
We're going to bring jobs back from China.
Jobs in infrastructure and advanced manufacturing.
Mr. Trump, Secretary Clinton there on the trail at various points in the past year or so. But let's play out that thread here, all right? What would it take to convince a company to bring back just one manufacturing job from, I don't know, Asia, for instance? Marketplace's Sabri Benishour is on that one.
If you want to know what it takes to bring a manufacturing job back to the U.S., the best place to start is with someone who's done it.
We're on the factory floor of the Rodon Group, a high-volume plastic injection molder where we manufacture parts for Kinect toys.
Jill Wirth is a spokesperson for the Rodon Group. She's in Hatfield, Pennsylvania.
And what we're hearing are blue rods that are coming off the injection molding belt.
The Rodon Group and Kinect build toys you might have heard of.
Kinect's branded products, Tinker Toys, and Lincoln Logs.
Michael Arreton is CEO of Kinect, and back in the late 90s, it shifted most of its production to China.
The savings were dramatic, in the range of 40 to 70% in some cases. Primarily, it was labor costs, although it was really a lot of the supply chain. You know, China in particular subsidized the factories, subsidized the trucks to get things back and forth.
Then, in 2009, Kinect did exactly what the presidential candidates want companies to do. It brought 90% of its production back. Why? Well, because all those pluses in China had started to fade away.
As labor costs were going up in China, as they're sort of morphing from a pure exporter to a more consumption-based economy, the savings start to disappear.
Wages in China have been climbing for more than a decade, at sometimes 15% a year, while state subsidies have declined. Other costs became more noticeable.
So, for example, you've got to carry more inventory if you're making things coming from China, just because it takes another month to get here than if you're making it here. Double layers of management, because you need management here and overseas. You have less flexibility in terms of what you would want to make to meet market demand.
Now, most of the companies bringing jobs back, these are companies selling to the U.S. market.
Part of the reason you're not seeing more reshoring is that a lot of those manufacturers that went to China for low-cost reasons have actually found a market there.
Craig Giffey is vice chairman of the automotive industry practice at Deloitte. He says there's a limit to how many jobs are coming back.
At this point, I think manufacturing reshoring is a relatively small component of manufacturing job growth in the U.S.
So what would it take to bring more jobs back from China? Well, here's the thing. You got to ask, which jobs do we actually want back?
There are two types of manufacturing jobs.
Nick Bloom is a professor of economics at Stanford.
There are a low-wage, low-skill, frankly, quite dangerous manufacturing jobs, and we lost millions of those in the 2000s. To bring back the low-wage, low-skill jobs, you basically have to cut American wages to below the level of our competitors in East Asia, and I really don't think that's what we want to be doing.
Then there are highly skilled jobs. These are jobs that are coming back, and they are associated with automation. Again, Kinect CEO Michael Arreton.
The companies here that are involved in manufacturing have typically invested in a lot more automation than the ones in China. It takes away the large advantage that China has, which is their low cost of labor.
This automation creates skilled jobs, but fewer of them. And you can see this if you go to the Rodon Group factory where Arreton makes his toys. Spokesperson Jill Wirth again.
So because we are so highly automated, we have about 110 presses here at the Rodon Group. And only about 8 operators on the floor.
In a world where manufacturing jobs are fewer and higher tech, bringing them back requires a different workforce than in the past.
Number one is to strengthen our skilled workforce.
Harry Moser is president of the Reshoring Initiative, which advocates for returning jobs to the U.S.
We have lots of communications and philosophy majors and not enough toolmakers, precision machinists, welders, chemical technicians.
Michael Arreton, CEO of Kinect, he agrees with this.
We have a talent shortage.
He talks about this with a CEO friends. There's one who works for an auto manufacturer.
And they're opening up a plant in Indiana, or they opened up a plant, and they were looking for 1,000 engineers. And they could only find 100.
Invest in skilled workers. It's not the catchiest or quickest slogan for a campaign, but it's the reality. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.